Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 13, the verses 7 to 9. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 to 9. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. My theme for reflection is faithful leadership and integrity in the church. Faithful leadership and integrity in the church. In Hebrews 13, 7 to 9, the writer invites believers to remember their leaders who have faithfully taught them God's word and modeled a Christ-centered life. This call is not about blind loyalty or idolizing leaders, but rather about honoring those who genuinely reflect Jesus in their lives. For the early church facing persecution and societal pressures, faithful leaders were essential anchors, embodying the teachings of Jesus and providing spiritual direction and protection. Today, while our context may be different, the need for godly leadership remains urgent in a world filled with distractions, conflicting teachings, and the subtle drift away from biblical truth. The instruction to honor leaders also carries a profound warning. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings. Hebrews 13, verse 9a. While we are encouraged to respect and follow our leaders, it is critical to do so with discernment. Genuine spiritual authority is grounded in humility, integrity, and service, not in self-promotion or manipulation. Good leaders, as Peter writes, lead not by lording it over those entrusted to them, but by being examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5, verse 3. In a faithful church, leadership is a call to sacrificial service, a dedication to truth, and an unwavering commitment to the well-being of the community. However, we must recognize the dangers that arise when leadership goes astray. In some contemporary religious settings, we have seen how the misuse of spiritual authority can lead churches away from the gospel. Leaders who seek personal gain or fame rather than the welfare of their flock can sow division, erode trust, and distort the church's witness. When the priorities of wealth, power, or popularity take precedence over biblical values, the church itself is at risk of becoming just another institution of the world rather than a beacon of God's kingdom. I think J. Gresham Machen was right when he warned that the church is called upon to witness not to a faith which can satisfy the desires of the heart, but to a faith which is founded upon the truth. In other words, the church must resist the temptation to shape its message around the shifting values of society. When leaders substitute the truth of the gospel with teachings that are more comfortable, more popular, or more profitable, they jeopardize the integrity of the entire church. The church's foundation is built not on charisma or personal influence, but on commitment to Christ and his teachings. This is why discernment is so crucial in the life of every believer. We must not follow leaders blindly. Rather, we are called to measure their words and actions against the standard of Scripture, True Christian leadership reflects humility, compassion, and fidelity to the gospel. Leaders should inspire us toward holiness, not self-interest. They should draw us closer to God's kingdom, not distract us with worldly ambitions. As members of Christ's body, we share in the responsibility to uphold this standard, supporting our leaders, holding them accountable, and praying for their wisdom and integrity. For churches and organizations that stray from this path, the future can be bleak. A church that promotes teachings that dilute the gospel risks losing its witness to the world. When integrity and accountability are compromised, the church becomes vulnerable to division, cynicism, and eventual decline. It ceases to be a community transformed by Christ, and instead becomes a reflection of a fractured, self-centered world. My dear friends, in reflecting on this passage, let us commit ourselves to the vision of a faithful church. Let us pray for leaders who will shepherd with wisdom and humility, staying grounded in the unchanging truths of the gospel. And let us, as the body of Christ, stand together in discernment, accountability, and love, upholding a witness that points not to ourselves, but to our Savior. May we, like the early church, remember the essential words of Hebrews, to keep our eyes fixed on Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and to build our lives on his unshakable foundation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can I support and pray for my church leaders, ensuring they stay rooted in humility, integrity, and the truth of the gospel? Number two, how can I, as part of the body of Christ, cultivate discernment to recognize and resist teachings or practices that stray from biblical truth while still maintaining a spirit of love and unity within the church? Gracious Father, we thank you for the gift of godly leaders who shepherd your flock with humility, faithfulness, and integrity. We ask that you empower them with wisdom and courage to stand firm in the truth of your word. Help Christian people to be discerning, to uphold the teachings of Christ, and to support church leaders as they follow your will. May our lives and our community always point back to Jesus, who is our constant foundation and hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.